From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Robert Smith. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
In first place with 66 hot dogs and buns, Joey Chestnut!
And some news just in. The BBC's Gaza correspondent, Alan Johnston, has been freed by his captors.
I was lucky in that I wasn't beaten around. I wasn't tortured, but as I say, there was talk about killing me occasionally, and there was really huge psychological stress.
I thought that the jury verdict should stand. I felt the punishment was severe. So I made a decision that would commute his sentence, but leave in place a serious fine and probation.
The question really is, will the public see this as legitimate and within bounds, or are they going to interpret Scooter Libby as being the Paris Hilton of the Bush administration?
I'm unwilling to continue our current strategy when the Iraqi government fails to advance the interests of the Iraqi people or even make modest progress toward self-sufficiency.
So today we are gathered on all seven continents in eight giant concerts and in 10,000 other gatherings, many as large as this one. 2 billion people we are gathered.
For the past several decades, Pakistani governments, and particularly military governments, have been very indulgent towards these sorts of madrasas and mosques. But it's a very small number of madrasas that are the key extremist ones.
Those who have remained there, I request to them to come out and surrender. Today I'm saying this, that if they don't come out and surrender, they'll be killed.